Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Happy Sunday, everyone. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez, reporter for KPCC and LAist.com. Vicente Fernandez, Mexico's superstar ranchera singer, remains hospitalized in intensive care in Guadalajara after a fall at his house last month. That's got many fans thinking about his legacy. As I reported this week, his mega career wouldn't be what it is without U.S. fans in general and Southern California fans in particular. One of the touchstones of Fernandez's half-century-long career happened at Dodger Stadium in 2019. It wasn't a concert. Dodgers outfielder Alex Verdugo picked one of the singer's biggest hits, Volver, Volver, as his walk-up song. For a moment, it felt like mom, apple pie, baseball, and Vicente Fernandez were all rolled into one. Ruben Ortiz Torres was there.
You listen to that music, and then you stand up.
Ortiz Torres felt an automatic rush of euphoria.
Afterwards, I realized that I was not the only one.
Chente, as Vicente Fernandez is known to fans, built a massive following in the U.S. of people like Ortiz Torres, those who grew up in Mexico but moved to the U.S. But Chente Nation is also made up of a lot of U.S.-born fans, like Rosalie Rodriguez.
He is so commanding on stage. His energy, his showmanship, the way he is able to garner the attention of the audience.
She's more than just a fan. She's a third-generation mariachi performer, and that stage presence is something she tries to emulate herself. One of her favorite songs is Por Tu Maldito Amor.
Por Tu Maldito.
In the video for the 1989 song, Chente struts into a ranch house. He picks up what turns out to be a Dear John letter, throws a liquor bottle at a woman's photo, and proceeds to pour out his sorrow at a bar. One of Chente's greatest talents is technical, the ability to use the range of his voice for emotions high and low. Agustin Gursa is a longtime LA music journalist.
He just has that powerful control where he can convey this big booming voice and also this soft, vulnerable, you know, hurt voice that makes you cry.
Por tu maldito amor.
That talent, along with Fernandez's constant touring in the U.S., led to strong record sales in this country. He's recorded more than 100 albums and frequently performed at 6,000-seat venues in Southern California, like the old Universal Amphitheater and the Pico Rivera Sports Arena. Arturo Ramirez, a mariachi performer in L.A. for 35 years, attended some of those concerts. He describes them as two-hour endurance contests that tapped into the audience's deepest passions.
Las mujeres se agarran el cabello.
He said he saw women pull their hair and throw shoes and lingerie on the stage, and the men weren't that far behind in their outbursts. Chente is 81 years old. He retired from performing 5 years ago, long after banda music displaced ranchera as Mexico's top traditional music. It feels like the end of an era, but Chente's legacy will live on. Lisette Gutierrez, who performs traditional Mexican music under the name Sancha, has adopted in her performances Chente's persona of the self-confident male who doesn't ask permission to do it his way.
I think in my family, I've always been the person to do whatever I want, and that's kind of frowned upon, especially as a woman.
Chente fans say that, like the song Como México No Hay Dos, like Mexico There Is No Other, there will be no other Vicente Fernandez.
No hay dos.
I'm Adolfo Guzman López. Thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Whatley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend. I'm Adolfo Guzman López.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.